you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, what's up?
I can't find the video of Iowa State at West Virginia. Second half, you and I, Bradley, final minute, Iowa and Nebraska.
Yeah, I filed them.
Filed where?
Where they belong.
Well, go get them.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
And we welcome you live to Sound Off alongside John Sears. I'm Keith Murphy, and exciting day of basketball.
We have Hawkeyes
winning the Big Ten Tournament Championship.
Great game.
We've got the Cyclones going to the Big 12 Tournament Championship. Drake likely to win the Missouri Valley
the
Conference
number one seed
Tournament
going
Championship.
In the tournament,
number one seed going in. So
it's a big day.
Yeah, big day.
State of basketball.
Exciting day. Also, there's this. 515-282-9010 to Sound Off. It's meltdown.
What?
Sunday. Yes, in St. Louis, the UNI Panthers had an 18-point lead in the Missouri Valley Championship, 1 foot in the NCAA tournament, and the Panthers can't hold it. Painful loss for a team that had peaked at the right time. Bradley advances to the big dance.
Not to be outdone, the Iowa Hawkeyes allow Nebraska to score 16 points in the final 50 seconds. Hawks blow a 9-point lead in the final minute, then lose in overtime. Nebraska had won 2 games in 2 months and had just 7 scholarship players. We know you want to sound off. Give us a call, 515-282-9010.
Jordan Bohannon told reporters earlier this week he knows the majority of Hawkeye fans are behind the team, and he's right. Saturday, Steve Prohm said sarcastically to one rude, frustrated Cyclone fan, "Thank you for your support." Bohannon and Prohm both care what fans think. So what do fans expect from their non-professional but scholarship-awarded D1 men's basketball teams? They love effort, hustle, trying. They expect defense, even when shots aren't falling on the other end. That's mental toughness. Hardcore fans love fundamentals like blocking out, making layups and free throws, and basic situational basketball IQ. Players can help themselves by listening to their current head coach, not their AAU or high school coach, not the wannabe agent, Uncle Glory Days, baller dad, cousin Klingon, or the tampering go-between who knows exactly where you should transfer. Most of all, fans want you to play for the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back. Put aside personal agendas and advance individual causes as a secondary benefit of playing team basketball. In other words, Drake. The Bulldogs personified all of that this season. Hopefully, the Cyclones and Hawkeyes were watching.
The Hawkeyes limp into the postseason, losing 4 straight games. Regular season culminates with an epic collapse at Nebraska. 16 points given up to the Huskers in the final minute. Iowa heads to the Big Ten tournament as the 6th seed with 0 momentum. Conference tournaments can often elevate an average season or add to a disappointing one. For the Hawkeyes, it's usually the latter. I've covered 3 Big Ten tournaments in the last 5 years. Next week will be my 4th. In 2014, Iowa was the 6th seed but lost to 11th seed Northwestern. One and done, quick trip. After a year off, I returned to Indianapolis to cover the Hawks in 2016 as the 5th seed. Again, one and done, 2-point loss to Illinois, more pain. Michael Admire took over the Big Ten tourney in 2017 in D.C., and that wasn't any better. 7th seed Hawks were crushed by Indiana. Last year, I was back on the beat, and many people questioned why in the world was I going to the conference tournament in New York? Iowa was the 12 seed, had lost 6 of 7 to end the regular season. What do you know? Iowa wins its first game, then takes Michigan to overtime. Thursday is a high-stakes game for Fran McCaffrey and Iowa. They should win, and they need to win. All the bracketologists and experts are convinced the Hawkeyes are easily in the NCAA tournament, and they probably are as an 8 or 9 seed. But what if they lose to Northwestern or Illinois? That'd be 5 straight losses, another bad loss on the resume. Are they all of a sudden a bubble team, a 12 seed, or worse? Conference tournaments can change the way teams are viewed. Think back to the Alford years. He lived on Big Ten tournament success. Fran is 3-8 in the conference tournament. A deep run in Chicago can change the narrative of this season.
Kevin is in Ottumwa. He'll start us off here with our live calls. Kevin, what did you think of that game in Lincoln today where Iowa gave up 16 points in the final 55 seconds?
I just couldn't believe it, you know. I think Fran McCaffrey needs to decide whether or not he's a coach or he's a father, because Connor McCaffrey needs to just sit on the bench. You know, he's a liability when he's out there on the floor. Teams don't have to guard him. He doesn't shoot. If he does shoot, he misses, and he makes a lot of turnovers.
He did have kind of a moment of panic there at the end and very nearly
got
turned
lucky.
It over.
Yeah.
And I think he's shooting from three-point range, what, around 10% or so? It's very low.
He's not
right,
a shooter,
and
yeah.
I think he's only like around 20% altogether from the field, you know?
All right, thank
just
you.
Terrible.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Phil and Urbandale. You have a thought, John? I cut you off there.
No. He's a decent free throw shooter, but I agree with the caller a little bit there. That sometimes looks like Connor tries to do a little too much, dribbling around the entire lane a little too much, needs to get into the offense a little better and not pick up his dribble in bad places.
It's never easy being the coach's son.
No, it's not. No,
we
no.
know that. Now, Connor McCaffrey did make a 3 at the end of the game at Wisconsin to close out an 8-0 Iowa run that pulled Iowa within 20.
It's a good shot.
In the game. Phil is in Urbandale. Phil, welcome to Sound Off. What's on your mind tonight?
You think Drake still has a shot at getting in?
No, not into the NCAA tournament. Somewhat of a shot at the NIT, but Darren DeVries has said they will take a look at and probably accept any postseason opportunity.
Yeah, Hank.
You got it.
Yeah, so they will, even if it's like the CIT, they plan on playing with all the injuries? Because McGlynn's not playing anymore.
That's what it sounded.
Okay.
That's what it sounded like, okay. That they would accept
the
opportunity.
It's been a heck of a season. I'd love to see them keep playing, but, man, yeah, the injuries just derailed them.
Because
I think they win the tournament with a healthy team.
With a healthy team, and how far back do you go to get to that healthy team? Are you adding Wilkins? Are you adding Norton? That team would have won the regular season conference title.
I agree.
Easily. David and Newton, we'll get a quick Big Ten tournament thought from you. David, what do you expect? David and Newton. All right, David, don't forget to turn your television down. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref judges. Louis Jordan says in this double local connection, Iowa State men's head men's basketball coach Steve Prohm looks like actor and Iowa native Robin Lord Taylor. Tiny Ref? Yeah.
You had to think about that one.
Yeah, he thought about it, but he made the right decision.
Okay.
Joe Thompson, Louis. In Pleasant Hill says Iowa basketball player Ryan Kreener looks like Terminator 2 actor Edward Furlong, a.k.a. John Connor. Tiny Ref?
I can see a little bit of that.
That's going way into the vault there.
That's
wow.
Reaching deep, yeah.
Guys, can you imagine anyone wanting to leave Central Iowa at a time like this? All right, don't think too hard. Just hang on. Here comes What's Bugging Andy.
Time for another game of knockout. One of these has to go. In honor of National Breakfast Cereal Day, which do you knock out?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, Fruity Pebbles,
yes.
Or Reese's Puffs. It's got to be the Reese's Puffs.
No, it's the Fruity Pebbles.
No. It's Reese's Puffs. They're out of here.
Reese's Puffs are fantastic.
No, we'll see at the end of the show, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be right on this. Reese's Puffs are gone.
If people agree, that doesn't mean you were right. Yeah, it means people are crazy.
No, that means I'm right. If I get the majority of the vote, Reese's Puffs are out, then I'm correct.
Only people with peanut allergies are excused from voting for something other than Reese's Puffs. Darren DeVries won Missouri Valley Coach of the Year in his first season at Drake.
No way that's bugging proud Drake alum Andy Fales.
No way.
I am so proud this week. My school has the best coach in the conference. He took a ransacked roster and turned it into a winner in just his first year on the job. And this was a job he's wanted for a long time. And he's an Iowan. So for once, Drake fans are feeling like, this is our guy, right? I mean, for once, we won't have our hearts torn from our chests and then stepped on by a guy who's decided to parlay one good season at Drake, you know, into another job that just doesn't actually seem too good to pass up.
Nico!
Excuse me. Thank you, Darren DeVries, from the bottom of our hearts, our exploited, victimized hearts, which have been treated like poor shelter dogs for lo these many years. We are so happy to hear that you have no plans to leave, no matter what jobs might be out there. Even if you happen to have a small, really insignificant connection to them, we can't blame you. Not every job has a McDonald's within walking distance. McDonald's and Jethro's, if there's a call for fine dining. You're not going to improve on Des Moines, Darren. You know that. French settlers stopped here and stayed for good because they knew they'd never find another place this nice. That and because the drive here from Illinois was so boring, they just couldn't take another mile. You move somewhere south, you're not going to get that change of seasons you like so much. Here in Iowa, we got all four, right? I mean, summer, fall, winter, and more winter. We've got them all. We love you, man. You see this happy young couple? This is Becky and Mike Milliman. They're Drake alums, and they like you so much, they've decided to name their firstborn child after you. You know, when it's born, like 5 or 6 years from now. I mean, you know, provided you're still here at Drake. D-U, as in DeVries U. I believe that's in the works. Your parents must be so proud. Back here in Iowa, in the capital of Iowa, which automatically makes your kids a little better at the state's capital's lesson in school, which, you know, keeps many others from ever going to college and succeeding in life. This is your place, Darren. You'll never be as good without you. I'm Andy Fales. That's what's bugging me.
Name that kid Darren, boy or girl. D-A-R-I-A-N.
I guess.
Hey, the Barnstormers are back. That's part of our Who's in Your Five next, plus live calls at 515-282-9010. On Twitter, we're at SoundOff13. MB writes about the Hawks. This team needs to dig deep. The season was full of highs and lows, but their improvement was significant. We can make some tourney runs, all the lows will be forgotten, and we will have some mojo for next season. Let's go, Hawks.
Scramalama writes, expectations Scramalama for ding dong is that they won't win another game this year. Ouch. Same expectations prior to Texas Tech. Yes, I have given up hope. No, they will not make a run. Great, thanks.
Wow, okay. Who's in your five? Since we finally sprung forward and lost an hour of sleep. Five things we're looking forward to this spring. Number five, Principal Charity Classic.
Great tournament.
Always fun in the sun. Yep. Number four, Barnstormers defending the title off to a 2-0 start.
They beat Green Bay last night 41-3.
Number three, Iowa Wild playoff push. This is the best Wild team we've seen.
They're going to make the playoffs. Should be fun.
Number two, the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament in Des Moines. That's less than 2 weeks away.
We're hosting, man. Des Moines, perfect.
And number one, Iowa Cubs. Play ball. Nothing says spring like play ball.
We want that weather.
All right, let's get to it again here. Becky is in Bondurant. Becky, welcome to Sound Off. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I want to comment on the Cyclones, but I agree with your callers about the McCaffrey kid. I'm just afraid Fran's going to be calling in and calling you guys the MFers, so beware.
Anyway, we got a dump button.
It could happen.
Anyway, on the Cyclones, I've just given up hope. I just feel like Steve Prohm cannot admit that he's made mistakes throughout the seasons. I don't see anything changing. Every game, the last 5 minutes, they go 5 minutes without making a shot. And I just don't see anything changing unless he will admit he needs to change subbing in or personnel.
Well, I would disagree with you that he doesn't admit to mistakes or that changes need to be made, because I think he's candid about that kind of thing. But he is slow to change the rotation or the way that the team, the moves that are made. And he's not taking those shots. I know you know that. Right?
Yeah. I guess, after the West Virginia game where they were arguing on the court, I thought it was they played those five because they got along. Well, that didn't look like they were getting along. I've never seen that.
Well, they did bounce back. I know it's tough when a home loss feels like a moral victory, but that is kind of the way it felt after that debacle at West Virginia. It was encouraging to see Iowa State play so much better and play together and play with effort against Texas Tech. Texas Tech is just better.
Yeah, Texas Tech is really, really good. I agree with that.
All right, thank
you, Texas
Becky.
Tech could be a dark horse in the NCAA tournament. They're a good team.
Man, they got a player, don't they? Yep. Ed is in Redfield. He has a thought on Hawkeye basketball. Ed, welcome to Sound Off.
Yeah, Keith, this is Ed.
Hey, Ed.
I just wanted to call to say that first thing I wanted to thank the guy that called about his comments on Connor McCaffrey. I think a lot of his problem was he missed a lot of the season last year, and he needs a lot more practice before he plays.
And he also plays baseball, mm-hmm. So he's playing two sports.
Right. And the second thing is Cook. Someone needs to teach him how to rebound and turn around and back him or guys off of his back when he's rebounded. If he's thinking about going to the pros, he'll get ate up by them pros. He'll be like a kid playing against men.
Yeah, he looks G League bound to me right now.
Yeah, and you can tell what he's worked on in the offseason, what they told him to work on. Dribble drive for a 6'8 guy off the dribble. You can tell that's what he's trying to work on, but I agree. He does need to get down low. I mean, he's the guy that should be getting 15-9 a night for the Hawkeyes, 15-10.
The Boise State basketball tournament is a main topic of discussion when Sound Off returns live. Also, final calls at 515-282-9010. Knockout results. One cereal had to go.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Stupid Reese's Puffs is out. See you later. Puffs.
Travesty. Fruity Pebbles should have gone.
Look at the vote. 40% of the people are incredibly smart.
Puffs are dumb.
Come on. All right. Time for face-off. Murph and I go into an in-depth discussion over the hot topics of the week. Central Iowa teams Grandview Christian and Oskaloosa won state championships. Murph, what's your lasting impression of the boys' state basketball tournament? Get a shot clock. Amen.
Over under, it's National Ranch Dressing Day. Overrated ranch dressing.
Overrated? It's rated just right.
Oh, it's overrated. Underrated blue cheese.
Wrong.
Blue cheese
There's
is delicious.
There's a reason it's not National Blue Cheese Day.
Blue cheese is fantastic. All right, let's get to...
You want
to
know what's bugging me? All this yammering. Shut your mouths. 1 minute, boys. Tiny Ref, out.
Tiny Ref's kind of angry, it would seem, tonight. All right, let's go to John in Story City. John says he's the guy who yelled out to Steve Prohm during the post-game ceremonies yesterday. John, taking at your word, what did you want to say?
Keith, whether you want to call me rude, whether you want to call me a villain, whether you want to call me whatever it may be,
yeah.
I simply want to call in and apologize.
Okay.
My voice carries. I was frustrated. Emotions get the best of us in sports. A lot of
Absolutely.
People know my voice.
Yeah.
That being said, simply wanted to say I'm sorry. That's it.
Well, I think
nothing more than that.
I think that's great. I definitely wouldn't say you're a villain. I would. I use the word frustrated. I think you would agree with that. You just said that. And I said, under the circumstances of senior day, I thought it was rude.
It was.
Okay.
Wrong place, wrong time. And you know what? Like I said, didn't intend for my voice to carry down to the court. Didn't certainly mean to interrupt senior day.
Okay.
And you know what? It happens. We make mistakes. And I want to apologize for it. Simple as that.
That is all
That's
you
all can
do.
Do.
And I really appreciate it. And I know a lot of people heard you tonight. So, John, thank you.
You bet. Have a good evening, gentlemen.
Yeah, you too.
You too.
Like that a lot.
Hey,
you know what?
Owned up to his mistake.
I've made more than my share.
We all have.
Yeah, all you can do is own up to it. Nicely done. Sorry to the callers we couldn't get to. That'll do it for us. We are back next week. We hope you are too.
We leave you with the Sound Off send off. Congratulations, Oskaloosa, Grandview Christian, state champs. I wake up, I go win, I go hard, I'm going to win. I can't lose because I choose who I am, and that's it. I wake up, I go win, I go hard, I'm going to win. I can't lose. Today I woke up a winner. Yeah. Today I woke up a winner. A winner. Yeah. Today I woke up a winner.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.